I'm Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco. Governor Schwarzenegger is facing the same kind of economic crisis that prompted California voters to recall his predecessor, Gray Davis, 5 years ago. The state faces a whopping $17 billion budget deficit, and recent polls show that Schwarzenegger's approval ratings as governor are plummeting. Still, the ever-optimistic former actor appears unflappable in a series of town hall-style meetings like this one in Oakland, where he's doing what he says he loves most.
I'm always out there with the people. I mean, even in my days when I was a bodybuilding champion, I loved going around promoting the sport or promoting my movies in the old days. It's always, you know, the action is with the people.
But unlike promoting bodybuilding or action movies, Schwarzenegger is on the road with a far less glamorous message. He's telling Californians that their deficit is driven by a slowing economy and a budget system he calls dysfunctional.
That means that every single time when we have spikes in revenues and we have more revenues than anticipated, we spend all of that money, which means basically we are spending one-time revenues for ongoing programs. Big mistake.
Schwarzenegger isn't the first California governor who had to grapple with chronic budget problems. When he ran to replace Gray Davis, he promised to cut up the state's credit cards. But it hasn't worked out that way, says Mark Baldessari, president of the nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California.
Californians felt that they elected a governor and then reelected that governor to take care of what they saw as a big fiscal mess in Sacramento. What they've learned over the course of the last month is that once again, we have a very big budget deficit, and they don't quite understand why.
Surveys by the Public Policy Institute show that Californians are in a pessimistic funk. More than two-thirds believe the state is headed in the wrong direction, and a new field poll shows that only 2 in 5 California voters approve of Schwarzenegger's job performance, which makes it hard for the governor to sell his plan for balancing the budget. He's proposed an expansion of the state lottery and then to borrow against future earnings. A solid majority of voters oppose the lottery plan. But no one has yet to come up with a better idea, says Jack Pitney, who teaches politics at Claremont McKenna College.
I think in the end, the legislature is going to have to give it serious attention because the alternatives are far more painful. Either cut spending on popular programs or raise taxes.
In fact, Schwarzenegger proposes a 1 cent sales tax hike if voters reject the lottery plan. It's an idea many in his own party oppose. But Pitney says Schwarzenegger still has a chance to sell his lottery plan, in large part because of the confidence he projects. And as for Schwarzenegger's dwindling poll numbers, the governor says he's not worried.
There's people that criticize the budget. I always said, I take your criticism. I have thick skin. It makes no difference. I don't want to win a popularity contest. I just want to fix the problems. That's why people have sent me to Sacramento.
Schwarzenegger has little more than 2 years before he's termed out of Sacramento, and at this stage, he's betting no less than his legacy, that his state lottery plan will pull California out of its latest financial hole. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.